Earlier this week, unidentified gunmen shot and killed a lawmaker in the northern port town of Bosaso, marking the third time in recent months that a member of Puntland Parliament has been targeted for assassination. On January 6th, another lawmaker was gunned down in Bosaso, and 2 months before that, gunmen assassinated a lawmaker in the Puntland capital, Garowe. Residents say since the region declared autonomy from the rest of Somalia in 1998, there is little precedent for the level and frequency of violence against Puntland government officials, as is the case now. In the past 2 years, assassins, including a suicide bomber, have killed several senior police and military officials and targeted government ministers. According to International Crisis Group's regional analyst, E.J. Hogendorn, there is little doubt as to who may be carrying out these attacks.
There is a fairly strong undercurrent of radicalized individuals living in Puntland who have targeted Puntland officials over time. They have been repressed and probably more radicalized by excessive Puntland administrations, and they are lashing out. And the reason that they're attacking MPs at the moment is because of the fact that they are soft targets. Their other officials, they've increased their security, and they're now going after people who don't have as good of security.
Islamic fundamentalists emerged as a militarized group after the downfall of Somalia's last government in 1991. The militant Al-Ittihad al-Islamiyya group was dominated by members of the southern-based Hawiya clan, and in Puntland, Al-Ittihad could not fully secure the popular support it needed to strengthen their position in a region dominated by the Darod, a rival clan. In the 1990s, Abdullahi Yusuf, a Darod military strongman who later became president of Puntland, led a bloody military campaign against the Islamist movement. Al-Ittihad was defeated in Puntland and forced to retreat from all major towns in the region, including Garowe and Bosaso. Hogendorn says, with the growing power and influence of Al-Shabaab in the south, there are indications that radicals in Puntland are seizing the opportunity to challenge Puntland's secular authorities.
The precursor to Al-Shabaab, Al-Ittihad, they were not driven out, they were just driven underground. Most likely, they communicate with elements of Al-Shabaab in south central Somalia. What we have no idea about is whether or not this is being coordinated by Al-Shabaab. From my perspective, I have a hard time believing that Al-Shabaab is orchestrating that. I think it's people within Puntland who are taking their own initiative to target the government and try to undermine it.
Al-Shabaab militants, who proclaim allegiance to Al-Qaeda, currently control large areas of southern Somalia and most districts in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. In recent months, the group, listed as a terrorist organization by the United States and Australia, has captured international attention by recruiting fighters from the Somali diaspora in the United States, Canada, and Europe. But Al-Shabaab has a decentralized leadership structure, which Hogendorn says may hinder Al-Shabaab's ability to coordinate activities with other militant groups. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.